Try not to, man. It's hard. Because that's what I want to be. I want to be generous. And most of the time, to be honest with you, I'm very selfish. You know, I put the TV and the chair right in front of the TV so I can be the center of the TV, right? And I think about myself. What does it take to really become generous? It's not just about money. It's not just about giving your wealth. It's about your attitude. It's about your heart. It's about giving yourself, making a difference for somebody else to be impacted by it. And as I think about this, and as I feel convicted, and as I feel moved, and, you know, I got teary-eyed in the first service. Here I am getting teary-eyed again, because every time I watch that video, it makes me, I want to be that person. I want to be a generous person with my life. I want to make a difference in this world, a life that matters, a life that counts, not just to serve myself, but to serve others. So many good illustrations in this clip of this little short film. Let's look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. So Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, it says this. It says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance. The kingdom has prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Starting with verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. See, the thing about, I think the first point or the thing that I want us to think about this morning today is that we need to trade in convenience. Trade in the convenient thing to do and do the thing that's going to cost us a little bit more. In the video, as you saw him start to write that check, and he's like, I don't know if I really want to be here, so I'm going to do the easy thing and just ease my conscience a little bit, and I'll give some money, and that'll be good. I'll take care of it. But no, as Ray was inviting him to be more than just a giver of his wealth, to give his time, to give his heart, to serve others. And I think God cares more, way more about this, our attitude, our heart, than anything else. You see, God doesn't need our money, but God cares about your heart and your soul, what's inside of you. Are you doing things? Am I doing things just to please myself and think I've done enough? Or am I looking at ways that I can make an impact and be generous with what God has given me and be a blessing for somebody else in this life? For a while, I was the youth pastor here, and we had a teen. His name was Ryan Ball. Or his name's still that. He's still alive. I was just thinking, that doesn't sound quite right, does it? But an amazing thing happened, and it just always stuck in my mind. So we were doing a retreat, and we had this game that we were playing. And everybody was supposed to get a partner, except one girl, and nobody wanted to be her partner. Ryan stepped up, and he said, I'll be your partner. That sticks with me, because that's what trading in the convenient thing is all about. It's doing a little bit of a harder thing. Maybe your peers aren't doing it. Maybe nobody else around you is doing it, but you'll step in, and you'll do the right thing. You'll care about the person. You'll care and do the little bit harder thing or the little bit more costly thing than just taking the easy road or the easy out just to get rid of your conscience, the guilt of your conscience. But I think God wants us to do more than that. I think God wants us to experience great joy in actually making a difference in somebody's life. And I will tell you, I am so proud of our church because I see so many things that this church does out of generosity and encourages me. And it's touched my heart to see some of the people get involved, whether it's Upward or Stephen Ministries or all the other things that we're doing at Vacation Bible School. It's just amazing to see the generosity of people here at this church. But I also know that there's more that we can do. And there's things that we can do to make a difference in people's lives. And we can be more generous, like me. As I watch this, I feel convicted. I feel moved because I want to do more to make a difference in people's lives. The trading in the inconvenient thing, the thing that's not easy, and the convenient thing for inconvenience, that's what we need to do. Go the extra mile. Make that little bit of difference in somebody's life. Next scripture I want to share with you, Luke chapter 7, verse 44, it says this. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them from her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not have put oil on my head, but she has poured a perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has forgiven little loves little." And I love this story. And I use this oftentimes for first impression ministry as we talk and encourage our first impression team. And, you know, the thing of it is do we see the people for who they are? Do we look at them? Do you know before this scripture, before we started this passage in verse 44, they were just talking about her. They were just talking about, who is this woman? And if he knew who she was, he wouldn't let her do this to him. But Jesus says, Simon, do you see this woman? Do you see her love for me? Do you see how she's taking care of me? As I entered your house, she's providing for me. She's watching out for me. She's caring for my needs. As we go to the different places we go, as we go across the Memorial Bridge and go and give our ticket to the person, do we see that person? Do we see that as a person? Do we see, when we go to Speedway, like I do, I love the Speedway. Don't judge me. But I like Speedway. But do we see that person taking our money? Do we see the janitor that works in our building? Do we see the garbage man that comes to our house? Do we see people for who they are? Do we really look at them? Do we really care? I loved it because if you notice in this video, if you watched, we're here last week, in the dream, he was his lawyer. And that's why he's like, I think you're familiar. But that little episode causes him to see him as a person. And that is so much what we need to do. We need to see people for who they are, look at them, care for them, love them, respect them, value them. Just like this woman. Next scripture, John chapter 13, verse 13. "Lord, you call me teacher, or you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is why I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you. Verily, truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." You know, I think there's something about this that we probably should do. And if you've never had a chance, I know in youth ministry we used to do this every once in a while, have a feet washing ceremony type thing. And it's just a humbling experience to do this. Now in youth ministry, sometimes cheat. We use baby wipes and a towel, but we don't get the basin sometimes. Sometimes we've had, but other times we just cheated and used baby wipes. But the whole process is humbling. It's not only humbling for the person giving the feet washing, but it's also humbling, as we see with Peter, to receive a feet washing. Serving others is what Jesus wanted to pass on to us. And just think about this. Just before the night, he was going to give his life for all of the world. He was going to lay down his life for you and for me. He laid down his life. The night before, he's doing this. He's serving his disciples. He's washing their feet to set that example. He knew God had given him all the power, all authority, and he chose to humble himself down. And I love that part in the video where the man is bending down, Mr. Donovan, and wiping those mashed potatoes off the homeless person's shoe. Jesus did that to set that example for us, to his disciples, to show us what service is all about. That God had given him all the power, all authority was given to him. And he chose to spend his last night here upon this earth to wash his disciples' feet, to set that tone, to set that example. He says, you will be blessed if you do these things. You will be blessed. Becoming poor is really what it's about. Going low, stooping down, letting go of your pride, letting go of all these things that maybe you build up and trust into, like your wealth or like your property or like the skills that you even have, the talents and abilities. We can feel like we're all so great, but God is calling us to come down low and serve, to help others, to encourage others, to be there to help each other. And so through that process, we're becoming poor, realizing, as Jesus talks about in so many different times, he says it's not the healer or not the healthy that need a doctor. But you know what? With that, everyone needed Jesus, right? But it's only the ones that realize that they're sick. It's only the ones that realize that they're poor, that they're needing Jesus. Just like I said, this message convicts me. And I realize that I am selfish so many times. And yet Jesus is saying, come poor. Come to me as a poor person. Realize that you have a need, Eric. Realize that you need me. And I will help you and build you up. As I come low, it opens the opportunities for me to serve people that I would probably never serve. It opens the opportunities for me to make a difference in somebody else's life that maybe needs that touch, needs that encouragement, needs that help. Moving on, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. See, God wants you to enjoy life. God's not saying, I don't want you to enjoy things. We're supposed to enjoy this life. It says in verse 18, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In the same way, they will lay up a treasure for themselves as firm as a foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. What does this mean, to have true life? See, I'm a believer in this, and I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it again until you guys probably just say, Eric, just be quiet. But anyhow, the real thing about this life is about relationships. It's between our relationship with God and our relationship with other people. That is the only thing you'll take away in this life. That is the only thing you could take with you. You know, when we were born, we came with nothing, right? I don't know about you, but I was naked. That's a disturbing thought, I know. But after my death, when I die, I won't take anything except my relationship with Jesus Christ and my relationship with other people, how I've made a difference, how I've tried to inspire or encourage others. That is something eternal. That is something that will live forever and ever. Mike Bowers and me were talking yesterday. He came down to serve as a safety team. And thank you so much for just the opportunity to do Upward Ministry. It's just neat to see over 400 people here on Saturdays coming together for just a game. But they're getting more than that. We have devotions. Greg McCarthy shared a testimony yesterday. And it's just neat to have people in your church and around your church and having referees pray for the team before the game starts. It's great that we're introducing Christ and mixing in with sports so they will understand that you don't have to have those separate. You can take Jesus wherever you go, whatever you do. So as I look at this and I think about it, as me and Mike were talking and he was sharing about his dad. His dad's 78 years old. And his dad was an alcoholic for a good part of his life. And he was a doctor. He was a chiropractic doctor. And for most of his life, he was an alcoholic, and then he found Jesus, he accepted Christ, and he changed. He was having some recent health issues in the last few years, And he said, Mike, this is what I've noticed. People aren't going to remember all the wealth that you have or all the things you bought. People are going to remember the things you do. They're going to remember the time that you let them borrow your car, how you helped them out in some way, how you gave them some extra money when they needed it, how you gave somebody an office visit for free. Or I love this. Somebody cusses you out one day, a neighbor, but you let them the next day borrow your lawnmower. That's what life is really about. Some real wisdom there. Some real wisdom. What is your life about? What is God calling you to do? And I love this whole image. I mean, isn't that a powerful, powerful illustration in this video about the spoon versus the ladle? A spoon, you serve yourself. You're just serving you. A ladle. Now that's for serving others. That's for making a difference in this life. So many times we look for attention. I think a lot of times that's what Facebook and Snapchat's all about, right? Getting some attention. You'll find no greater life, no greater joy in serving somebody else and knowing that you made a difference with your life, that you were generous. So how do we become generous? To recap, trading in the convenient thing, trading in convenience, going the extra mile, doing something a little extra than just wishing it away or giving a little bit to ease your conscience, doing something with it to really make a difference, seeing people, looking at people, getting to know people, not just glancing over them, not ignoring them, but really giving an open heart to somebody around you. Becoming poor, letting go of your pride, let go of who you are, and surrendering it all to Jesus Christ. Willing to stoop low to be a servant of the Most High. Trading in your spoon for a ladle. Don't be thinking about all about you, like me, but be thinking about how we can make a difference for others, how we can serve, and how we can inspire and encourage others for Jesus Christ. Pray for me. My grandpa was a great man, and I remember being a little kid, and he had a little, my kids know, there's a little ramp and there's a little building in the backyard, and I was a little kid. My grandpa was a pastor of a church, but he worked at Ames at a shovel plant. But then also he would work on lawnmowers for people that needed help with lawnmowers. He wouldn't ask for money. He would just help them out and fix them. So I was there with my little plastic lawnmower, and he was there working on somebody else's lawnmower. What a great illustration for me to look to see somebody serving the Lord like that, to help others and make a difference. Again, as we close this time and we move into communion, I want to encourage you to be a generous person, becoming generous. And I thank you. I don't want to thank again. I mean, it's amazing what God has done here. I love the history of this church, starting from a Sunday school class, you know, somewhere in this area. And then God has blessed this because it started with the right heart. They wanted to make a difference for Jesus Christ. They wanted to help people know God. And through that, our church is a generous church. But don't let us not celebrate everything we've done in the past, but also, more importantly, look to what we can do in the future, how we can make a difference in people's lives today. Let us pray. Lord, I just thank you so much for this time. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for the video illustration because it just stirs my heart, Lord. I realize how sometimes I am selfish. I think about myself before I think of others. Forgive me of that, Lord. Help me to become better. Help me to aspire to be generous. And Lord, I know that's by doing some of these things, by trading in convenience, by letting go of the convenient thing and doing the extra thing, by trading in my spoon and taking up a ladle instead, by becoming poor, poor of heart, letting myself stoop low and be humble. And also, Lord, just seeing people, looking at them, wanting to serve them, wanting to make a difference in their life. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this day. Be with us as we move into this communion time now. In your wonderful, precious name, Jesus. Amen.